The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Well, welcome to the 10 o'clock hour here in the Ham Camp. KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're asking you to help Kayla McGinnis get to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. So a barbecue fundraiser is being organized for Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ernie Knobloch Baseball Park behind Bolton High School. That's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., barbecue brisket or ribs with baked beans, potato salad, bread, cake, and a drink. They'll be serving that at the barbecue fundraiser for Kayla McGinnis. She needs to get to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, and you can be a very important part of that event, okay? We're asking you to do that for us, would you? Thank you. All right, here's our Bible Jeopardy clue one more time. This is from the category Acts and Journeys of the Apostles. This is for 800 points. While Paul and Barnabas were in Lystra, Jews from what other cities came and aroused the people against them? What cities were they? Were they Antioch and Iconium? Were they Tarsus and Caesarea? Were they Derbe and Neapolis? Or were they Lystra and Crete? Acts 14 has the answer. Now, put who is or what is in front of your response, if you don't mind. And you can give me a call at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. As music continues here in the Ham Camp.
Square. WYT and KQJOFM. Five City Strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station.
It's the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Five City Strong all day long, too. We're KAYT, KQJOFM. There's a new running shoe on the market, and it's not made of those oil-based plastics like you're probably used to. It's made from eucalyptus, merino wool, castor bean oil, and sugarcane. It sounds more like medicine than it does a running shoe, but it's the Allbirds Tree Dasher, and it's made from almost entirely natural materials. Now, it's not meant for marathons, but you can take a weekend jog or a morning dash to the grocery store, and it only costs you about $125. The Allbirds Tree Dasher is the name of the shoe. Interesting stuff right there. All right. Hey, listen, we're coming back with more music on the way. We've got birthdays and anniversaries ahead of us, too. So please stay right where you are.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. This week on MoneyMakingConversation.com is life strategist, speaker, master relationship coach, Dr. Nicole LaBeach. When she's not coaching leaders, you can catch her every week as a counselor on OWNS. Put a ring on it.
Many of us probably would have benefited from if we were using some of these boundaries before COVID in how we were dating.
Don't miss Money Making Conversations with me, Rashawn McDonald, every weekend. Or go to MoneyMakingConversation.com and hear all of my great interviews.
Money Making Conversations with Rashawn McDonald, now at a new time, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. on KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The runoff election date is scheduled for December 5th, and residents will have 6 days before the election to early vote. Early voting at the Rapides Parish Courthouse will begin on November 20th and will continue until November 21st. The voting site is closed on Sundays but will open back up from November 23rd through the 25th. The office will again close on November 26th and 27th because of the Thanksgiving holidays. The last day to early vote will be November 28th. Residents will also be able to request a mail-in ballot for the runoff election. And for those 65 years and older, they will automatically get sent one once the Registrar of Voters receives them. To request a mail-in ballot, voters should contact their parish's Registrar of Voters office. They will have until December 4th, which is 1 day before the election, to turn in their mail-in ballots. This public service announcement is from your family at KAYT-KQJO-FM.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I'm not so- Lovable Wade Hampton Show.
Israel and New Breed with I'm Not Forgotten on KAYT, KQJOFM. This is the Ham Camp, otherwise known as the Wade Hampton Show. We're telling you about a free clothing and food giveaway. And if you need clothes, you need food, this is perfect for you. This is going to happen on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Servants of Christ Church at 230 Bolton Avenue. The Servants of Christ Church at 230 Bolton Avenue. The shepherd leader over there is Mr. Charlie Gilmore. It's my good buddy. And they're going to be giving away food and giving away clothes. And it's free and open to the public. Now, if you don't mind, wear a mask when you show up. And if you also don't mind, practice physical distancing. Now, if you'd like to donate food or clothing, that would be welcome as well. Here's a contact number, 318-451-9753. That's 318-451-9753. All right. We have got lots of great things just ahead, and we're going to be answering the Bible Jeopardy clue in just a few.